We're listening to the Chinese national anthem as played during a big anniversary. 70 years ago, Japan formally surrendered in World War II. Japanese troops had occupied large parts of China throughout the war. This anniversary was about more than the past. China's leaders were delivering multiple messages to the world today. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
It was a fabulously sunny day in Beijing. The government has shut down factories and put part of the city on lockdown to avoid the usual smog. President Xi Jinping stood on top of the ornate gate where Mao's portrait hangs. Looking out over Tiananmen Square, he tried to sound reassuring.
We Chinese love peace. No matter how much stronger it may become, China will never seek hegemony or expansion. It will never inflict its past suffering on any other nation.
President Xi was referring to the Japanese invasion of China during World War II, in which Chinese civilians were raped and slaughtered. Xi also announced China would cut 300,000 soldiers from its People's Liberation Army. But analysts say that's more an act of pragmatism than peace. Zhang Lifang is a Chinese historian.
As the military modernizes itself, electronic warfare and information warfare are becoming more important, so the need for manpower is probably not as strong as before.
While Xi spoke of cutting troops, the parade emphasized just how much China's invested in sophisticated weaponry. President Xi stood up through the sunroof of a black red flag limousine and rode for more than a mile along the Avenue of Eternal Peace, reviewing a sea of soldiers and military hardware. Hello, comrades, he said as he passed tanks painted in green camouflage and trucks loaded with missiles. About 750 miles to the south here in Shanghai, Emma Jung watched on a flat-screen TV. Enjoying the national holiday, the Shanghai University student had stopped by the site of the Communist Party's first Congress, now a museum.
The parade makes us proud of our country. It represents our nation's military strength. Of course, our military development is only to guarantee that our citizens can continue to develop in a safe and peaceful environment.
I ask how she thinks other countries in East Asia might react when they watch the parade, particularly the Japanese.
Those hawkish ones certainly will have a sense of crisis. If they are peace-loving, they will not find this particularly annoying. Let me put it this way. The parade may let people who want to invade our country and our land feel that we can't be easily bullied.
The China's in disputes with Japan, the Philippines, Vietnam, and other Southeast Asian nations over islands in the East and South China Seas. Many people in those countries see China as the bully. I turn to Jung's roommate, Daisy Tan, who's also watching the parade, and ask what she thinks of the event, which is shot in a grand cinematic style.
I don't know if you know a German documentary called Triumph of the Will. It's about Hitler. The way the documentary was shot was similar to this.
Tan is referring to the film by German propagandist Leni Riefenstahl, who documented the 1934 Nazi Party rally in Nuremberg. Tan's not equating the two, just admiring the shared showmanship. Not everyone in China loved the parade. Zhang Lifang, the historian, said events like this are designed to distract citizens with nationalism.
Letting people love the nation can make them less interested in their own rights, their own incomes. These things will be overshadowed by a grand goal.
The parade wasn't popular in parts of Southeast Asia, either.
My name is Chito Santaromana. I lecture on Chinese politics now at the Asian Center at the University of the Philippines.
Santaromana spent nearly 40 years in China as a journalist. I spoke with him by Skype as he was sitting down to lunch.
It conveys a more threatening message, an effort to intimidate or to create a sense of fear.
Santaromana says the show of military muscle will only put more countries in the region on guard, something he says the Communist Party may come to regret. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.